Another of this year's recipients of the MacArthur Foundation's Genius Grants is Jose Quiñones. He's being recognized for his work connecting low-income immigrants to mainstream financial services. Sounds like it could be a little bland, but it's an absolutely critical service, and his is an absolutely genius solution. Quiñones' nonprofit organization, the Mission Asset Fund, tracks informal loans and helps new Americans build credit history. Jose Quiñones, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So most of us, including myself, take for granted being able to live with credit. So describe for us the basic problems of someone who doesn't have a credit history, somebody who's emigrating to this country, for example.
Yeah, you know, it's a big problem, particularly for new immigrants, new people kind of coming into the financial mainstream, not having a credit score, credit report. It's sort of like not having a passport to enter into the financial mainstream, right? Where without that credit score, credit report, you know, they're denied at every turn. Without a credit report nowadays, you know, people can get apartments. In some cases, without a credit report, they can't even get a job because employers are looking at credit reports to decide on who to hire, or landlords are looking at that to decide on who to rent. So credit reports actually has become one of those very important documents that people need in order to navigate and to do the things they need to do to live, you know, and thrive in society.
Right. And it's not as if these people don't have any credit history. It's just a credit history that's not recognized legally in this country. So how do you help?
Exactly. So, you know, one of the things that we realize that, you know, particularly when we're working with low-income immigrants is that, you know, they have a very different ways of saving and managing money, that in ways that we typically don't recognize in our society. And one of the ways that they do this is there's a rich tradition in immigrant communities of coming together to lend and save money together. In Mexico, they call this activity called tandas cundinas. All throughout the Caribbean, they call them susus, and all over the world, they have a lot of different names for it. But really, the activity is exactly the same, where people, you know, say a group of 10 individuals, that come together and they all agree to put in, for example, like $100 a month or about, you know, or every week, and then they pool $1,000, and then somebody then takes $1,000, and then they do it again the following week or the following month, and then somebody else takes the pot of money, and they do that in rotation until everybody gets a chance of getting that the pot of money. And so this is a way of people, again, lending and saving money together. But this is an activity that is invisible to the financial mainstream. It's an activity that nobody really knows about except the people that are doing it. And so what we did with MAF is created a program, Lending Circles, where we actually are formalizing.
That's the Mission Asset Fund, MAF.
Yeah, the Mission Asset. We're formalizing the activity with Lending Circles, where we ask people to sign a promissory note. And then that promissory note becomes like the legal document that makes that activity visible to the credit system, right? It is a paper that says, here's a promise of them putting $100 and the promise of us giving them $1,000. And then through that document, we then have standing to then report and service that loan and report it to the credit bureaus. And by reporting to the credit bureaus, we're helping people establish or improve their credit scores so that they have then the ability to then do whatever they need to do in their lives, whether is rent an apartment or buy a house or buy a car or get a loan to start a business or whatever it is that they want to do. Now they have the tool to actually, you know, become, you know, economic actors in our system.
Jose, tell us about one of your success stories.
You know, there's so many, frankly. I mean, we've worked with over 6,000 people over the years, but, you know, there's one story that really always gets to me, because this is, you know, this was one of our clients who moved from Chicago to San Francisco after leaving her abusive, you know, husband. And she moved to San Francisco with her two kids, trying to reestablish her new life by herself. But because she, you know, she didn't have a bank or credit history, she couldn't find any apartment for her to live. And so she was essentially homeless for some time, sometimes sleeping in hallways with her kids. But it wasn't until she was able to get a credit report that she was able to actually get an apartment for her to start her new life again. And so her story is really meaningful, because when she came to us and to let us know about how she found an apartment that she could afford and she was able to get it because of that report, I mean, she was literally in tears when she was telling us that. Wow. And then we cut into tears, because, you know, all she needed was that one document for her to, like, you know, reestablish herself again.
We just spoke with one of your fellow grant recipients, Ahilan Arul Anandam, who's doing legal work on behalf of immigrants. And as I went through the list of MacArthur Fellows this year, there are at least five recipients from my count, including yourself, who are focused on the lives of people in the shadows of American society, immigrants. Is this just coincidence?
You know, I hope not. I hope that we use this moment to really step back and recognize the fullness of America, really to recognize, you know, the breadth of our diversity and how, you know, even people in the shadows are making America great now. And I'm glad that that's the case, because I really hope that that's the message that we need to send out, you know, because that's exactly what we're doing with our work. We're trying to show, you know, the dignity of people's lives, to show that they have the wherewithal, the ability and capacity to live out full lives. But we need to have, you know, give them some help to make sure that actually, you know, is impactful. So I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to know that, because I think as Americans, we need to step back and really recognize the richness of what we are, including those people that are at the margins.
Jose Quinones, the recipient of a genius grant from the MacArthur Foundation for his work helping people build credit history. Thanks for your time, and congratulations again.
Thank you.